In this morning, we are remembering an all-time sporting great. It's golf legend Arnold Palmer, who died last night. He was 87 years old. In his long career, Palmer won 62 PGA Tour events, including many of the big ones, like the Masters and the U.S. Open. He won 7 majors in all, but it was not just the numbers that made Arnold Palmer an iconic sports figure. NPR's Tom Goldman has this remembrance.
He wasn't the greatest male golfer of all time. That title usually prompts a debate about Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods or Ben Hogan or Sam Snead. But the most important player, it's fairly unanimous that Arnold Palmer was, true to his nickname, the King. Palmer strapped a moldy, staid game on his back and gave it new life. He ignited golf's popularity in the 1960s as he became the sport's first TV star.
He was someone who looked like an NFL halfback.
Ian O'Connor is a senior writer for ESPN.com.
He had arms like a blacksmith and giant hands, and he had those rugged, good looks. And he was just a different golfer. Nobody had ever really seen anything like him in that sport.
Palmer's arrival as a champion pro in the late 1950s dovetailed with the emerging medium of television. Whether he was winning...
It's rolling and into the hole.
As he did at the 1960 Masters, or pitching products.
Hey, this one of those new Cougar XR7s you got here?
That's right.
As he did in this 1968 car commercial, Palmer's looks and athleticism and talent made him a natural for TV. But that was just part of what transformed admiring fans into a devoted following that became known as Arnie's Army. Palmer grew up in a working-class home in Pennsylvania, and ultimately he brought the game to the same kinds of people. Again, here's Ian O'Connor.
Golf was always considered a blue-blood country club elitist sport. Arnold Palmer gave the sport to people who worked for members of the country club set.
He'd play with his shirt tail hanging out. He'd flick away a cigarette before hitting, then swing for the fences and grimace like an average duffer if the result was bad. O'Connor, who wrote the book Arnie and Jack about the great rivalry and friendship between Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, says the class conflict was a motivating factor in Palmer's career. So was Palmer's dad, known as Deacon. Deacon Palmer was a greenskeeper, a golf pro, and Arnold often said, the man who taught him everything he knows. In a 2015 interview, Palmer described his dad's honesty and toughness.
He was tough on me. He never backed off. He played tough, worked hard, and he died a tough guy. He played 27 holes of golf the day he passed.
Palmer's mom softened the hard edges. Golf historians say she gave Palmer his people skills, which were his greatest appeal. Arnold Palmer was a genuinely nice guy.
I've often said that Arnold puts up with people that neither you or I would put up with.
Doc Giffen was Palmer's personal assistant for more than 50 years. Giffen remembers the many moments of Palmer walking among throngs of fans as he strode down fairways, the King and his army. Or Palmer talking to people in the gallery, joking with them, making paying customers feel like he wanted them there at the course. I remember a Palmer press conference in 2008 when he complained about modern-day athletes and their lack of penmanship. Illegible autographs cheapen the fans' experience, he said. Judging by his golfing success, Palmer knew when to tune out the adoring masses and focus on himself. Most of the time. There was, says Doc Giffen, that final hole of the final round of the 1961 Masters when Palmer had a one-stroke lead.
And had the ball in the fairway at the 18th hole and saw a friend of his over at the ropes who waved him over, and he walked over there instead of staying with his golf ball. And the man congratulated him on winning his second straight Masters. He said thank you, went back to his ball, and knocked it in a trap.
Several more flubs, and Palmer walked off the final green, one stroke behind.
And lost the Masters that it looked like he had in the bag. And he said, I'll never let that happen again. And he learned his lesson.
In fact, a laser-focused Palmer made this dramatic shot.
Palmer has selected his wedge, and he hits it. The ball is rolling, rolling, down, 45 feet. Toward the hole, and in.
It helped him win the very next Masters tournament in 1962. It was one of 92 professional career victories. Arnold Palmer was a friend of presidents, but a man who never forgot his roots. He lived half the year in his native Latrobe, Pennsylvania. This dual appeal, charisma and humility, didn't organically turn Palmer into a global celebrity athlete. That happened with the help of Mark McCormick, whose IMG became the biggest sports marketing company in the world. Palmer was McCormick's first major client. While the two of them spread Palmer's fame, golf started to boom. The numbers of players and courses increased dramatically in the 1960s. It's reported in the early part of the decade, Palmer's heyday, 350 to 400 new courses were built each year. It wasn't all Palmer's doing, but he lit a fuse with equal parts swagger and humility when he played, and a smile for strangers who came to the course to watch a golfer and left feeling like they'd been touched by a king. Tom Goldman, NPR News.